Uthenge ngolofane umntu omnyama uyadlulazwa ngeendaba zezilapho. Amasoja asikhomba ngomrajatya asazi kwenze njani kodwa izinja ziyobulawa.
Brothers and sisters, I greet you all in the big meeting of NUTW. To me, this is a blessing and a big happiness. Because meetings of this nature are very rare. Because it means that if the organization can manage to hold such a meeting, it shows that your organization is controlled by workers. Because in this meeting, that is where you will give your organization power and strength. That is where you will be able to examine the financial state of your organization. That is where you will be able to evaluate what your union is doing, whether it's growing or it's going down. That is why I'm saying that these meetings are very important to our organizations today. Thank you. What I'm going to talk about here today is power and control in our country. When we are being told is that we are being oppressed by those people who are in power because we haven't got power. If you look at this very carefully, you find that we are being oppressed by the capitalist and being assisted by the system. Because you cannot control people if you haven't got money. Because the money, it gives you power, and you are able to buy these people who've got guns, who will shoot these people whom you want to control. Brothers, we were given a back city long ago. This was done deliberately. The intention was to fight against us and for our country. If I'm talking about the capitalist, I'm speaking about the people who initiated mines, where it was the first oppression of us.
Umgisi wathumela impi yakhe ukuzonqoba uzulu empini zasandlwa.
The Englishman sent his troops to come and fight the Zulus in at Sandrwana.
Uma umbuzisa kahle ukuthi sizathu kwakuyini na ngabe sekwayenzeni uzulu ngalo sikhathi.
If you ask clearly, what was the reason of fighting the Zulus at that time? You will not get a clear answer. But on the other hand, if you look carefully, you see that they were starting to introduce these mines, and they wanted people who would go and work in these mines. Because thereafter, our people were forced to go and work in mines, and they were defeated, and they were going to be controlled by those people who were in power because of money. Even those who didn't want to go to mines, they introduced the income tax. If we find clearly, we find that in mines, we were divided. Zulus on the other side, Pondos on the other side, Shangans and so on and so on. For so doing, the intention was to make it sure that we stayed divided. They succeeded in that because even today they are doing that in other locations. If you remember properly, our people in some other places, they were selling fat cakes and maheu. But because people who were in power, they wanted money to be with them only, they were arresting our mothers who were selling fat cakes and maheu. Today, there are factories which produce maheu. Fat cakes are being baked in certain factories. This shows that the government is working hand in hand with the owners of companies. What was done to us? It was decided that a church must be made to be something very important to us, or a Bible. Brothers and sisters, you mustn't be worried. I'm saying the facts because I'm trying to show you the ways which were used to impress us. Because in those churches, the people who are in power, they're electing someone amongst themselves and say, you go and be a minister of these people in the hostel. The owners of mines, they gave them a special Bible which was saying that if you say this mind oppresses you, you are wrong, you will not go to heaven. Anyway, I'm trying to show you that the church and the Bible was brought to us in order to confuse us, though we accept that there is God. Now that's where control to us started. Now we have to ask ourselves, who was controlling us at that time? Because thereafter, they started the pass laws. They say that this pass is introduced by the government. But if you look in the reference book itself, it helps the employer. You know what is very painful to me, which I have seen happening with these reference books. You are told that when you are 18 years of age, you must bring 2 photos and 5 shillings. When you arrive, you will be shown an office where you will get your reference book. When you arrive, they will ask you your name and ask you to produce photos. That's all, and they will write the reference book the way they like. Then they will give you your reference book and you will say that I'm a man today because you know that you will only be a man when you've got a reference book. But what is more painful is that after you have received this reference book, just by the corner, you'll meet a brother in a suit and a cap and a short stick. He will ask you this reference book. You take out your reference book, being very proud that now I've got a reference book. He will look through it and look through it, and thereafter, now what is worrying is that you went there with 2 photos and your money, and you were given a reference book. You were not told that this is not a full reference book. But now you are going outside, you meet this scooter, and he tells you that the reference book is not full. This shows that we blacks were in a very difficult situation. But I have mentioned power and control. If we can be united and challenge those factories, because they are the people who produce this system, I'm sure that there might be some movement. Then in 1979, FOSATU was formed. I'm not saying that there were no unions before. There were unions in 10s and 13s. But I don't know whether those unions, they did have what we call a worker control. Because whenever we read history about these unions, we only read about officials who are the people who are well educated or they were in a better position. FOSATU decided that we should be educated together with workers who are the owners of the struggle. Because my brother, for you to take a back seat and think that so and so will do this for me? You will go back to a situation of the unions which were in existence in old days. I'm sure you have seen that if your organization is not led by you, and you let other people to lead your organization, I don't care whichever organization. If it is workers' organization, there is nothing which you'll achieve out of that organization. If these organizations were intending to do something for us, today there were going to be worker leaders in those organizations. Brothers, it's very difficult here to call organizations by name because we are belonging to different organizations. But to say a few things, if you look in the locations, in the community councillors, I don't know whether it's only happening in my vicinity in Springs, where you find businessmen being the chairmen of the work of the work of the community
council.
Now, when that man is a chairman, you, the worker, what worries you most is the rent in that location. Now, if the rent is going up with 2 rents, does that affect the businessman in any way? Do you think that that person will fight for you when he's making 5 rands a day out of you? You look in football. You find that it's workers who are football supporters. But they are getting the back seat. The least you can get is to become a chairman of the supporters club. But even there, you are the one who's going to collect money and send it to the big boss there at the top. So, brothers and sisters, it means that there will be no other organization who will fight for workers' interest besides the workers' organization. And you must take decisions in that organization. And you must learn to think independently. You must tell yourself that today, I, so and so, I will tell my organization what to do. And you must tell yourself that today my organization will have power because of me. If we can all think in that direction, or take that resolution, all of us here, we will not care about organizations which are coming up in the location. Even if we support those organizations, we will know that we've got our own organization, which is controlled by us and which is going to do what we want. Today, there's an organization which is called UDF, I'm sure you have learned about it. I'm not criticizing that organization. But the question I'm asking today is that, is UDF going to go inside the factories and fight the problems, which are the day-to-day problems to me as a worker? Their representation in Transfer, they say that it must be two representatives for each organization which is affiliated to
me. The membership is 115,000. As a representative,
now, if you look, to an organization like FOSATU, which has got 115,000 members, how FOSATU is going to report to its members? That is why FOSATU took a decision that it will not join other organizations other than workers' organizations.
Thank you.